Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. Saw a very interesting hot take, and this is by, I saw it first on CBS Sports. I did some more research. It's now gone everywhere. This is On Three. This is Alabama. I mean, there's so many different places that report on this, but okay. It is late June. People are hungry for any sort of content, and I guess now we're going after head coaches for maybe golfing too much for being a problem. I saw this first on CBS Sports, but apparently Hugh Freeze of Auburn. It's been a slow month of recruiting for Auburn, apparently.
They're ranked in the 80s?
Not great so far. And Alabama.com did research on all the gin handicaps of the coaches in the SEC. They searched all their names, all the head coaches.
What the hell?
And it turns out in their research that Auburn head coach Hugh Freeze is playing a lot more golf than any of his peers in the SEC. And this is from On Three. Says, month of June alone, Freeze got on the course 10 times. It still is June right now, by the way. But 10 times, AL.com found.
Okay.
They also said he has recorded more than 20 rounds throughout the calendar year. His handicap is 7.4. They broke down four other coaches, all of whom are sitting behind Freeze when it comes to recent golf outings. South Carolina's Shane Beamer is in second place, having three recorded rounds in June and shooting in the 80s, which nobody cares about. But the hot take is that Hugh Freeze is playing too much golf. He's playing too much golf. Is that a thing? Because we know that, you know, at Nebraska, very, very, very busy month. Matt Rhule's been over here with all these different camps. It's been a busy month. But is this just the hottest of hot takes and trying to find some sort of content for the summer? Or is there any sort of...
This is shocking.
Any sort of... validity to these shots being fired at Hugh Freeze at all?
Well, a couple things. Remember I mentioned earlier also, let's go back to one thing, Auburn.
What the hell?
Which we know is probably one of the roughest places there is to go. I wouldn't leave Indiana to go to Auburn for something like this.
No, I hear you.
And so this
I'm
is,
listening.
Now, at the same time, it's shocking how private things are. Now, if I'm
unprivate.
I'm private. Jake, correct me if I'm wrong. He could have golfed and just not entered a score, right?
That is correct, Bill. I hardly ever enter my scores.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he didn't enter his score. So there's two things. There might be more golfing that he didn't enter his scores. This is just what they know. And so if you don't enter your scores, but I'm sure when they entered their score, the one thing they didn't feel that this was going to be public record.
What is going on?
Yeah.
What is it coming to now? This is ridiculous.
I knew this would piss you off. That's why I brought it up.
This is ridiculous. This is what we're doing? Oh, let's find out how many times they played golf. Come on, man. I mean, maybe there's some correlation between Hugh Freeze and a slow recruiting period.
Well, you don't even know what's accurate because it could be that somebody else has played 20 times. They're just smart enough not
to put their scores in.
Don't put your score in. I went and played. I went out for an event, or I did something.
The paragraph that just is—it's almost like I'm reading fiction or parody or something. ALM.com then broke down four coaches, all of whom are sitting behind Freeze when it comes to recent golfing outings. Really, this is what you're writing now. South Carolina's Shane Beamer came up in second place, having three recorded gin scores in June. And a handicap of 11 is not too shabby. What's it? Why does it matter at all?
Yeah, it's very odd.
They're trying to
find reasons for why recruiting is slow, and I guess they're taking shots at Hugh Freeze playing too much golf.
And there's two ways to, a couple things to look at. Right away, it's like, okay, this is a tough lifestyle. And then B, the flip side is Hugh Freeze probably makes $10 million a year.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, okay, when you make that much money,
you can't play golf.
No, you can't play golf. but you're going to get scrutinized when I'm just telling you.
No, that's just
the part of it. When you're making $10 million a year, it's especially when it's in. I mean, when it's public knowledge, you can find these things out, and things aren't going well.
Right.
And so it's just that doesn't sit well at all, because I think they were ranked like in the 80s.
Oh.
They got beat by, was it 2 years ago? New Mexico State beat them at home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've had some, it's been rough. And so, but no, do I think that should be written about? No.
But I'll tell you what, Bill, there are a lot of people in this market and obviously down there that would say, no, Stipple, you're wrong. Yeah. That's great reporting. Yeah. I guarantee there's people saying that right now. No, that's great reporting. I want to know how much my head coach is playing golf.
Well, right. I would say this, though. It is somewhat great reporting. I enjoyed the story. I liked reading about it.
Didn't expect to see that, did you?
It interested me. It does. It interested me in the fact of, like, why is this interesting? But it still interested me. So,
I just don't know if you can make a correlation between the fact he's played golf a few times and his recruiting class is low. Yeah. I don't
know if that's direct. I would have to agree with that. Also, the one thing that now will happen 100% is, and I understand the gin score, which I do. That will go. That's gone, because no one now will ever enter a score. I mean, if they shouldn't.
There's no need to.
Why would you?
I'd probably be like a head coach going like, okay, you guys are going to go out and play golf here in May for a day or so. All your assistant coaches, do not enter a score.
Don't enter a score.
Do not enter a score anywhere. I want nothing official on this. It shouldn't be like that. You should be able to, because here's the other part you don't realize, that they say, okay, you went out and played golf like that. How about the 49 weeks that he worked 100 hours?
That's just ridiculous type of thing.
I think you guys need to hear this. So then this is AL.com to the research. So Michael Casagrande is the writer.
Okay? Casagrande.
He wrote a column on this. This is his headline about, because this news has come out with all the golf. It says, Casagrande, golfing Hugh Freeze shanks another one.
They're after
and
him.
And it says this is an opinion column. It says, you can't lose a college football game in June. Fact. But the internet or goodwill with the fan base, that's very much in play. And let's just say Hugh Freeze is in the rough. Perhaps one could say in need of relief from Michael Casagrande.
So now anybody walks by him just on the street, hey, hitting him straight.
The
reason it probably came up also, I remember reading this or hearing him talk. I think it was during SEC Media Days last year. And it might have been Neuheisel. I'm not sure who it was, but he raves about golf. And it's discussed that he is the best golfer in the SEC as far as the coaches. And so he talks about it openly a lot. He does.
It doesn't bother me.
I'm just saying that's probably what also, if somebody went out and played four or five times and their handicap was like 39, they'd be like going, that's our coach. Yeah, he's not, he's not spending a lot of time.
Yeah, this is something else.
This column by Casagrande is ridiculous. He says,
Casagrande.
It's crazy. He says, those 10 rounds in June are more critical than they seem. Games aren't won or lost in the 6 month, but recruits can be, and the Tigers lost three the last few weeks, good ones. It's impossible to say how Freeze's golf rounds line up with his calendar, but he's very critical, saying he plays too much golf, and he is a reason why they're not recruiting well and why they're losing recruits at this point.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how you prove that at all.
Yeah.
And what if he's playing with big donors? I know we've got revenue sharing.
Could be 100%.
If there's any collective at all, he's trying to maybe get some money here.
I mean, I can tell you unequivocally that Fred goes and plays a lot of golf. Fred Hoiberg plays a lot of golf with donors to raise money.
That's a smart man.
Yeah, you have to do it.
And maybe Hugh Freeze is also.
And that is an area that's known. Golf is known for a business outing. That is very well known. You get a chance to know more about people. You're in a golf cart with them. However you put it, that is very well known that happens. So you don't know that 100%.
It just seems like a very myopic take. I mean, can't you just expand it to, there are very successful people in this world that play a lot of golf, which means they're not working all the time, right? They're very successful.
They're networking, probably.
Yeah.
Getting relationships, business relationships as well.
Or just relaxing.
Sure.
Well, also,
is a coach not allowed to relax?
When I moved back here, one of the things that's, just to bring it up, like that, one of the things that was heavily discussed was the head coach here playing golf.
That was playing golf
as a big thing.
Because
everyone knew, and I remember telling my wife, I go, that's the hard part about that job. Unless you own your own course, you go out and play on a course and you're the head coach, everyone knows. So if he probably belongs to a country club or whatever it is, but people would say, hey, what's going on like that? Coach Freeze is on 9. It's said. Everyone knows it. The people working the course know it. They know he's on the course. So there's no secrets to anything.
No.
And so everyone's seeing that.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
That would probably be a common almost everywhere. I'm sure that's what happened here. If
it did.
If Frost went out and played golf, all of a sudden, yeah, he's on 16 right now.
I mean, God, but if they asked me to track how many times he played, come on.
Yeah.
But you can't guarantee there's a correlation.
It's just people get, if there is something not right, someone's going to find a way. They're going to find a way to come up with some reasoning behind it.
That's what's going on with Casa Grande.
It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, just went
he's looking, just going after.
Going
yeah. And way I wonder, and most likely what started the conversation was that Hugh Freeze talks very openly about being a golfer and how much he loves golf. So all of a sudden, someone's like, you know what? I'm just going to find out.
How many times did he play?
How many play?
And he plays more than anybody in the SEC.
And the thing is,
he's losing recruits.
Probably, I would say this, he plays more than that. Because there's numbers that aren't recorded, and there's also others that have no recorded that do play.
Yeah.
So it all kind of levels itself out a little bit.
My guess is there's some support for Casa Grande on the text line.
Not in our text. No.
Oh, really?
Maybe in Auburn, sure.
There's some people
fans are upset with Hugh Freeze. Might
jump on
with
it a little bit, and then they said, and then most fans would be like, if like fourth in recruiting, they'd be like, don't care, must be working, like that. But they don't factor in. I believe there wasn't anything said with a caveat or an asterisk that also he may have been working during this time with boosters, with whatever is going on. I don't know if he's out there just playing.
You can text.
Yeah.
During golf. Remarkable.
Would it be a story if they were not, if they were seventh in recruiting?
No,
in the country?
No, they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
If I'm you, not. I would say, listen, I've been playing with donors. I've been playing with boosters. What's the problem with that? If he fires back with proof, then this should go away. He shouldn't have to do that, though, in the first place.
It'd be kind of fun to be like, well, do you guys know so-and-so, so-and-so, so? Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah, they own this, this, and this. That was round two. Do you guys know so-and-so, so-and-so?
Let's go through these ones.
Let's go. It'd be fun if he did. If he clapped back and just said, okay, here we go.
But what if he's just playing? Like,
that's not wrong either.
It doesn't bother me.
You have your own deal. You hired him. His job is to win games. And so they've not – it is harder. But anytime you're like – a head coach, you really can't go anywhere. I mean, you really can't. You can't go anywhere. You can't stopping by at a restaurant is a lot. I mean, it really is.
What I've noticed over the years is they're even careful what they tell you because of stuff like this. The head coaches I've dealt with, I know that it's not overt, but I know sometimes they don't want to tell you something because you might say it or you might write it. And it could, even though it's innocent, innocuous, it might come off like this.
Could blow up.
Right. So Hugh Freeze is playing golf, and now it's the reason why he can't recruit. It's amazing.
Well, the next one's going to be also, it's going to be all of a sudden, we also talked to cart lady Ginger and Heather, and they also served him 4 vodka lemonades.
Yep. Yeah, here we go. Now we're getting deeper in the conversation.
Also, he had a hamburger, and he also had he had 2 glasses.
Not eating healthy.
Yeah, not eating healthy. It's cost him. Yeah, not eating healthy.
Lost his way,
and so all those things come up.
It's remarkable.
Yeah,
this is SEC country too. That's what this is. I mean, this craziness.
If the report came back, I don't see it. If that was in the Chicago Tribune today about the Northwestern coach, it wouldn't be read. It wouldn't even be read. Like maybe found somebody out there at the course. I don't know.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah, it wouldn't even make a deal.
Poor Hugh, I feel bad for him. He's had health problems, significant health problems.
I'd ask you, Sip, you know, for Costa Grande writing this, is that 100% clickbait, or do you think he actually feels that way?
I think he actually feels that way. Okay. I do. I think he does. He seems to. My guess is he's an Auburn fan.
So if this,
and he feels personally, he's made it personal.
So if no one else had the, the information, and all of a sudden Steve went to meet with you like that, they sit down with you and they slide this over and they say, listen, here's what we got. Here's all the Big Ten coaches like that. We got Dan Lanning at 22, Rule's right behind him at 19, a bunch of guys with zeros back here. Is this a story?
How many times they played golf this month?
Yeah.
I'd have a hard time. I think I'd start laughing.
Yeah.
Really? We're going to do this?
Yeah.
We're going to make this correlation.
This is your angle here.
No, I think I'd say, no, I can't really write this. I'm sorry. Maybe make it a note somewhere. I don't know. Like, put it in a notebook or something. Like a multi-topic column.
He lives in Birmingham. Michael Costagrande. I think he covers Alabama mostly.
Oh, so maybe that's it. So he's going after Auburn on behalf of Alabama, sort of.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Have some reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
I think it's incredibly interesting.
It's
very
from the standpoint that he did it.
The standpoint that he has everybody's. That's the point. The standpoint that he can sit there and say, "Well, you know, Beamer's right behind him."
Yeah.
You know, and Beamer's like, "How did I get drug into this?"
What the hell?
Beamer's like, "I'm in South Carolina.
I played three times.
I played three times." That's not to me. If someone says, you know, three.
I was proud of my handicap. Now they're using it against me.
Yeah, exactly. It does. Imagine coming off going,
hell,
I chipped in twice. Wait tomorrow, buddy. Wait it comes out.
Yeah.
Your handicap
you're playing
dropped.
Too much golf.
You're proud of that score. You shouldn't be.
You're playing too much golf. Wow. Okay.
I couldn't imagine it all of a sudden. But you do as a, I can remember because you just, like I said, you work nonstop. Phones are never off. But again, I told someone this last night, I signed up for it.
Yeah.
So don't feel bad about that. No. But there'd be times when you'd be take like a day off and on vacation. And whether it be fishing, this, that, and after about 2 days, you almost feel guilty.
Right.
Like, oh man, I can't believe I'm doing this. It's like, dude, you just worked like
80
days. Exactly. 80 straight days. And then it plays out in front of everybody. And then you start to feel bad after about a day or two. You'll feel bad like, oh man, you know.
I know how you are. Wow, that's a great story.
I'm going to say right now, he's not going to care much.
You don't think so?
It's real simple.
You don't think Hugh will care that much?
Nah, he's got to win. He knows, whatever, dude. I got to win 9 games. I got to be in the fold, you know, type of thing. But there's a great, you know, conversation. Every time you talk about Alabama, it's like the conversation is there's one billionaire in the state. One. And he's now, he is an Auburn fan. But that's always the take against Alabama a little bit.
Now, hold on. There's one other thing you got to – first of all, this story will not end. Somebody's got to ask Hugh Freeze this question. Do you think you're playing too much golf and is affecting your recruiting?
Will that question be asked, though?
Imagine that was
at media days?
How do you do this if you're Hugh?
Mr. Freeze, Steve Sippel on three. Do you feel there's a direct correlation with you missing that putt and then you not also getting the linebacker out of Montgomery?
You playing too much golf, Hugh?
Yeah. Or ask the other one today. Do you feel if you were a 3 handicap that the class would be ranked higher?
You got to ask the question, and Hugh's got to answer it. That's the sad thing.
So
he's got to answer.
Give me the name again. His name,
Michael Costagrande.
So Costagrande,
he's got to ask him.
So when you guys are all standing around, you should tell everyone, you know, that standing around, and all of a sudden, and Costagrande's over there. Do you kind of like stand in a little separate group, or is it kind of like, hey, I love the article?
No. About this article is, I'm glad we're having this conversation. I think. I want to hear what your guys' opinion on this. You got strong opinions. I think if you write this article, you can't write it without asking Hugh for Hugh.
Oh,
you got to ask.
You
can't just blindside him with this.
No, you got to say, hey, listen, this is not that. Do you want to comment? Right, that's what you do. You reach out. I'm writing an article on number of times coaches golf in the SEC and whatever. Do you want to have a comment on?
Right.
I think you almost got to go so far as
to get the AD.
I
don't think you can just write it and make the assumption that it's affecting.
Because first thought immediately was just like, okay, play golf, might be a little. He probably played more than this, but I didn't really throw it in there until Jake nailed it with. How do we know this isn't work time?
He could be playing with donors.
Didn't play that. It's like
he's texting.
He probably is. with boosters.
Yeah, Casa Grande, I would say you got to call the coach in that situation. Now, maybe he did. I don't know what the article says. Did he say?
No, it said it had no talk of that at all.
He didn't say I reached out to him and he wouldn't comment.
Nope. Well, if
I'd be okay with the article much more if he said I reached out or if he had comments from you.
So if you had the exact information on Deion, you would reach out to Deion?
If
Coach Prime.
If I was in that market.
There's no conversation with him. He played golf
16 times.
Yeah, Deion.
I'm going to bring this up. I'm reaching out to at least through his agent or whoever, through his camp of like, I'd like to get a comment on this.
Yeah.
Or would you like to comment? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Would you like to
comment? Well, I would want to comment.
Yeah.
And then I can imagine Hugh Freeze saying, are you serious right now? Are you doing an article on this?
You're writing this for real?
Yeah, this is what you're writing.
You want me to comment?
That I'm playing golf too much, yeah. And that's why we're recruiting a little low. Really?
Oh, I love it.
For us, it was fun to talk about. Yeah, that's the one
super
reason.
Super fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
When we come back, the Pac-12 is trying to not be dead after all.
They're
we'll
back.
Discuss that next in an early break on the ticket.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.